What's poppin' Westchester? I'm Lindsay Crotty Walsh, co-owner of Crotty's Cheesesteak in New Rochelle.
What's poppin' Westchester? This is the Westchester Pop.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, John.
Thanks for having me in your kitchen, literally.
Very happy to have you here.
Am I the first person to literally sit here right in the middle and completely block the action here?
You are the first person to be back here. It's very authentic shoes.
Yeah. So I remember when we were, like, in the thick of COVID, I remember you guys opening. And I thought it was amazing that a restaurant literally opened during COVID. So talk to me about that and just like the evolution of your place.
Yeah, so I often say that the pandemic was my COVID blessing, because it is really what made Crotty's Cheesesteak happen. I had been in corporate finance for 10 years. Cheesesteaks were not my background. And when my oldest daughter was born, I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. I was home with the girls, and then the pandemic hit. And my father had been in the bar restaurant business, just like his father, for many years. And his place shut down, and he needed to do something new. He needed to rebrand himself, and he knew that folks really liked Philly cheesesteaks, but that there wasn't a great place to get a Philly cheesesteak in Westchester. And so he had this visionary idea, and he came to me and he said, "Do you want to partner together and open a cheesesteak restaurant in Westchester?" And we opened January 1st, 2021, in the heart of the coronavirus pandemic, and
so what is it like? I guess, A, what's it like working with your dad? But B, what's it like when your dad comes to you in the thick of a pandemic and is like, "Hey, you want to open up a cheesesteak place?"
It is amazing working with my dad. He is so creative. He has such an entrepreneurial spirit, and I feel like we are a great team together. I'm very much in the weeds, detail focused, and so I feel like we do a great job of balancing each other out. When he came to me, I was a little bit shocked. Opening a cheesesteak restaurant was probably the last thing I thought I would do career-wise, but family really means everything to us, and he was in a terrible situation. He lost his business, he needed help to create something new, and I knew that I was in a position to help him do that.
And what was the turnaround between your dad losing a place and starting a new place?
It was quick.
Yeah.
We moved back. So March of 2020, the world shut down, including his restaurant in New York City. And by October, he had a signed lease on this place.
That's insane.
It was a former pizzeria. He went in there, he worked his magic, and by January, our doors were open, and Crotty's Cheesesteaks was born.
That's nuts. So, why New Rochelle?
New Rochelle is very densely populated. We have Iona University just down the street, which has grown exponentially in the past couple of years. We have New Rochelle High School around the other corner, and just lots of folks live here. There are a lot of high-rises going up. It's a very diverse area as well. But we found that cheesesteaks are kind of a crowd pleaser, loved by all. And I'm a Westchester native, as is my father, and we love it here. We wanted to be here. We wanted to bring an authentic mom and pop shop to Westchester. And when we saw that this place was open and vacant, we thought this is a perfect home for the future Crotty's Cheesesteak.
And I mean, it's not like there's another cheesesteak place across the street.
This is true as well. I feel like we have really found a niche market with cheesesteaks. We knew that it was something that people really liked, but that was easy to find. And so if you need a cheesesteak, this is the place to come.
how much research went into it? I mean, there was, and I would ask your dad, he keeps popping in and out. But how much research went in? Like, I mean, there could have been a number of different restaurants, right, that he could have opened. How much research went into deciding, okay, let's open a cheesesteak?
Yeah.
How much cheesesteak did your dad eat? Like during that period of time, how much weight did he gain?
Certainly a lot. You know, he just has good genes. I feel like the man can eat and eat, and he just doesn't gain any weight. He's very tall, so I feel like he holds it well. But I feel like research was really something that was almost years in the making. He's owned a lot of restaurants. He's had cheesesteaks on his menu before, and he's always known that, like, people have liked them, but of course on a bigger menu, sometimes it gets a little overshadowed. So in the back of his mind, he knew this was something that folks like. There isn't a place to get a good Philly cheesesteak, and certainly not like a customizable Philly cheesesteak. And then once the pandemic hit, he realized people need something to make them happy. They want something that makes them feel good, something that they can get quick. And he went down to Philly, went to Gino's, Pat's, all the big players, and sampled what they were doing and kind of brought that magic back up to New York. Did a couple of test runs, go around to the family, have us try it out until he got it just right.
That must have been a tough period for you guys, testing out everything.
Oh, all those different cheesesteaks. Yeah. And we have a number of different kinds as well. Something that people don't know about me is I'm actually a vegetarian. And folks are shocked to hear that, but I have been almost my entire life. And so when we were looking at what kind of cheesesteaks were we going to do, the Black Angus beef is obviously the traditional Philly style. We also do grilled chicken, pulled pork, and we use Beyond Meat as well. So if there are folks who also don't eat meat, they can get a vegan cheesesteak.
Awesome.
So we've got something for everyone on the menu.
Awesome. It's such a cliche question to ask, but like, what is your, you know, top seller? I didn't know you had like veggie options and stuff like that. But what is your top seller?
So our top seller is the traditional, and that's really the authentic Philly style cheesesteak: Black Angus beef, caramelized onions, whiz cheese. Gotta be the whiz cheese on a toasted garlic hoagie.
Nice.
And that is far and away our top seller. Folks love the French fries, and I would say secondarily is our customizable cheesesteak. So you can build it any way you want with all the different protein options, all the veggies, cheeses, you name it. We can do it in a gluten-free wrap, on a hoagie, over greens, however you like it, we will make it for you.
You guys got me hungry. So I just want to like end this interview right now.
We'll get you something at the end, don't worry.
So talk to me specifically about you and what you brought to the table. And I would imagine just growing up in, you know, I guess the restaurant business, right? And a corporate background, right? So like, I can only imagine like what you bring to the table. You like that? Cheesy, sorry. We're talking so much about your dad, and your dad left before this interview, so you know. But tell me, like, you know, your approach to, you know, this business, and what it's brought for you, especially, you know, during the pandemic, and to have this as an outlet.
It's been great. I think we have a fantastic product. I think we have a product that is very unique to us. One of the things I think I've been able to do is really help push that product and get it out there with digital marketing, social media, running events. There's one thing to have a great product, and there's another thing for people to know that you have a great product, and that's been really important, getting the word out that we're here, people like us, come give us a try, and help spread the word.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are, I feel like, everywhere. Is there, what's been the biggest, I don't want to say challenge, but with social media and staying out there, what has been, I feel like, and I'm in the social media field as well, like, what has been the biggest change that you've seen since you've opened, specifically with social media?
Yeah, I would say competition. social media is flooded with all kinds of influencers, all kinds of businesses. So we really want to make sure that we're staying relevant, that we're putting out good and interesting content that people want to see, and that we're also staying on trend, right? That we're doing things that pick us up in the algorithm, that our stories and posts are being shared with viewers. So it's really just making sure that we are doing the things that will help get us seen when there's so much competition in the social media realm.
I know for me, with social media, I'm so focused on actually doing the work,
yes,
that to stop and then show the work is not always so much fun.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just kind of want to be in the weeds, and you kind of just want to put out the best product, and then it's like, I got to show it too.
Yes.
Right?
It's very time consuming.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, and I think that's something folks might not realize until they get into it.
Yeah.
You're really putting a lot of time and creativity into the work that you do.
Yeah. So talk to me about the future of this place. Any new logistics? I don't know, anything? Any new sides?
We have a crispy baked stuffed potato that has been off the menu. It's recently come back on, and that's always a favorite among folks. So we take a hollowed out baked potato shell, we deep fry it, and we create this amazing butter mash. The potato itself is over 1 pound, and then you can stuff it with all your favorite fixins, so beef, cheese, veggies. One of the most popular is bacon with broccoli. And so that's something that's been popular. We're excited to bring it back.
It's healthy because it has vegetables.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Right? It's all about balance.
And before we wrap up, I do want to just also get out that you guys also go beyond New Rochelle. Like,
we certainly do.
Yeah.
We deliver far and we deliver late. And so that's something I always like to highlight to folks. Sometimes you've got a hankering for a cheesesteak. Late at night. Karate's is open until midnight Friday and Saturday, so we'll bring you that cheesesteak late, and we do deliver far.
And you also have ghost kitchens too.
We do. So one of the things we've had a lot of success with is doing pop-ups around the county. So White Plains, Port Chester, a couple of areas where we've recently done pop-ups. And so typically when we do them, we'll announce it on social media. If you are on our email list, we send lots of emails about it, so folks who live in those areas know about it. Usually we'll run them for a week or a couple of days, and it's great. So we're bringing cheesesteaks to areas that, you know, maybe we don't always reach.
For someone who doesn't live in Westchester, what is, like, the best thing about living in Westchester that you can, you know, fake prop gun to your head?
Yeah.
What is the best thing about living in Westchester?
I mean, I love Westchester. I grew up in Westchester. I think that there is so much charm and character here. We are really an extension of New York City. We're so close, so easy to get in. But really outside of that, we've got amazing restaurants, amazing shops, amazing parks and beaches, and amazing people. It's a fantastic place to live, and I'm really thrilled that I'm able to be here with my family and start a small business in Westchester.
Awesome. I can't wait to dive in to one of these things.
We're going to get you that cheesesteak now. We can't wait to hear what you think, John.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
What's poppin', Westchester? This is the Westchester Pop.
Filming now. Here we go. How is it?
It's so good. Blowing my diary for this.
You didn't have to, I did.